AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Why All Girls Need a Pink Disco Ball. I am so sorry it took me a while to get this second episode out, but it's good to be back. And also, where are my manners? Happy holidays and soon to be Happy New Year. I really hope everyone got to relax and spend some time with family this season. I know I did. I'm actually in Peddler's Village right now with my family, which is this super cute Christmas village right outside Philadelphia. So we got to spend the day going to cafes and doing some late Christmas shopping. All fun stuff. But anyways, this episode is not going to be about Peddler's Village, unfortunately. This episode will be all about journaling. Super fun stuff, am I right? But before I begin, I want to clear up the biggest misconception about journaling, which is that journaling can only be used to write down your feelings. This is not true. There are many journal prompts that not only help to organize feelings, but that are important for goal setting, for learning about yourself, for reflecting on your routine, and keeping yourself accountable. So you don't have to be going through a breakup or in a bad mental state to journal. Everybody can journal. That's the special thing about it. So before I further explain, I would like to share my little love story with journaling, if you will. I have pretty much always journaled. Like, I was that kid who always had a diary, but it always came in waves for me, like where I would spend a few weeks journaling and then I would stop and then I would get back into it and the same thing over and over again. But specifically last year, around this time when I was a sophomore in college, I guess I just had a lot of thoughts that, looking back, seemed to be screaming to get out. And all I craved was a journal. I was like, I know exactly what I need right now, and that is my own personal journal, diary, whatever. I even remember going with my friends to Target to get this journal, and I took so long to pick out the perfect one because I needed one that I was drawn to, that I connected with, which is so weird, I know, but I'll talk about that more later on. But I ended up picking out this like brownish tannish journal that said thoughts on it in a small dainty gold font. And then engraved on the cover was like different faces of a mysterious woman. And I felt that it represented the point in my life that I was in at that time. So I went with it and used it for a few weeks. But the time that journaling really became a huge part of my life was when I studied abroad in Italy a few months after I picked out that journal. So like, I'm sure you can imagine, studying abroad, you just feel so many emotions, good and bad, about being in a new country. So I naturally got in the habit of journaling probably about every single day while I was there. And the city that I studied in, which was Florence, had this ledge that overlooked a beautiful view of a river and one of the most famous bridges in Florence. So it was a big tourist attraction. There was always life in this part of the city. So I would sit on this ledge, lean against a light pole, and listen to my favorite music while I journaled about literally everything. I did this probably every other day, if not every day, And other than that, every time that I was overstimulated from my surroundings, or even when I was overwhelmed with love and gratitude about being in Italy, I would stop what I was doing and just start writing. I think I brought my journal everywhere with me because it was such a comfort for me. And to this very day, I literally feel psycho if I don't get my journal time in. It is my favorite thing to do, to sit in my comfy bed alone with a Christmas candle, listening to my Spotify vibes playlist in the background while I journal. So now I'm going to answer many questions that you might have, like, why should I even journal? How should I journal? What do I write? And how do I start? I will gladly explain coming right up. There has definitely been a surge of interest in journaling now more than ever. I mean, therapists are recommending journaling to their clients as treatment methods, and the college that my mom works for hands out journals to students for self-care. And people all around the world are making sure to include journaling in their everyday routine. So basically, what is the magic behind journaling and why do people love it so much? So let's firstly talk about science. What goes on in your brain when you journal? Number one, our amygdala becomes very calm, which is the part in our brain that is responsible for processing emotion and triggers our fight or flight response under stress. So this is a part of our brain that's activated under stressful times, whether it's taking an exam, public speaking, or work pressure. So what happens to our amygdala over time is become very, very calm the more times we journal, because we get good at understanding our emotions when we are exposed to those situations. Number two, our prefrontal cortex in our brain activates when we organize our thoughts and feelings into concrete words. So this basically helps us logically approach our emotions so we're not really overwhelmed with feelings all at once. And then that way we can use logical problem-solving skills to cope with those feelings. Number three, another part of our brain that's activated is our hippocampus, which is involved with memory. So everything that we write will have a better chance of being remembered, which, side note, is why professors have always recommended writing as a study mechanism. I mean, you could technically journal anywhere, like on your phone, in the Notes app, or type it out on a little Google Doc on your computer. But why I highly recommend physically writing with pen and paper is because of what happens in your brain when you use your hands to write. So writing enhances cognitive processing more than typing would, because writing gives you the chance to go slower and actually process what you're thinking and feeling, which then overall promotes more of an emotional connection and intimacy to your feelings. Also, you can engage all your senses to be fully present in that moment, like touching the pen and feeling the paper, noticing the smell of paper, getting a visual image of the journal in front of you and each word being written onto the page, even hearing each letter being written. I mean, doesn't this just sound therapeutic? Okay, but why should I take time out of my busy day to journal? Like, how can this improve my life? Well, journaling helps you to be mindful about everything. Your feelings, your relationships, your goals, and your routine. It gives you the chance to sit there with your mind and reflect, and then best of all, improve yourself based on what you notice when you journal. Our day-to-day lives are so busy, most people just keep moving and go to the next day without paying attention to how they're doing, what their body and mind is telling them. And this is scary. For example, one night I decided to use a super basic journal prompt, you know, what did I do today? And I really thought about it. So I was like, okay, I woke up and reached for my phone, scrolled on TikTok, Barely got out of bed for class. And let's see, what can I remember from class? Not that much because I spent that time talking to my friend. Okay, then I came back, ate lunch while, why am I on my phone again? Did all my homework that, now that I really think about it, procrastinated on. And then fast forward to nighttime where I fell asleep to TikTok. Believe it or not, I was so used to this routine that I did not realize how much time I spent on my phone until I actually thought about it and wrote it down. Then I just sat there and was like, wow, I could be spending my days doing so many more important things. Like, what am I doing? Point is, you don't realize how you exactly spend your time until you actually think about it and reflect on it. And the same thing can be said for emotions too. Like, imagine what you can discover if you asked yourself, what did I feel today? Laying out your feelings right in front of you leads to so much self-discovery, where you can notice patterns in your behavior, good and bad, what you like, what you don't like, and even how you feel around certain people. So now, moving along to an especially good benefit of journaling, let me tell you something super interesting. There was a study conducted by the Dominican University that found that 43% of people who write down their goals are more likely to achieve them. Let me just repeat this for you. 43% of people who write down their goals are more likely to achieve them. To get into the science of this, writing helps transfer our thoughts more easily from short-term memory into long-term memory. So it's basically like we are signaling to our brain that what we are writing down is very important. That way, our goals will be at the forefront of our minds throughout everything we do. I think this study is huge. I mean, we all know how easy it is to forget our goals with our busy lives and schedules, but writing them down holds us accountable to our commitments. And I'm not just talking about our little everyday to-do list commitments like finishing a homework assignment or picking up fruit from the grocery store, but our bigger goals, what we spend each day working towards. Whether that's to move to Europe or start a business one day. We all have dreams that we want to accomplish some point in our life that are more likely to be forgotten if we don't write them down. So me personally, I really want to be fluent in French one day and become a Pilates instructor as a side gig just for fun. But the type of person that I am, I'll forget these goals if I don't write them down. The thing about humans is that we need to be working towards something bigger than our everyday small task, or life will start to feel boring. And these are the goals that give us purpose and push us out of bed every single morning, which is why it's so important to always reflect on these goals. So, something else to consider about journaling. A lot of people report that they mainly use journaling for healing. We all suffer from either losses or extreme stress or past trauma that just builds up if we don't have a safe space to not only release them, but to understand them. Like I said earlier about our prefrontal cortex being activated when we journal, that gives us a chance to logically approach those emotions and then go about them with a solution, so they're not just weighing on your conscience. But remember, journaling is supposed to be fun and calming. Don't make it feel like a chore where you're like, ugh, it's just another thing to add to my schedule. This is supposed to be your relaxing time away from your schedule. I recommend journaling whenever you feel like releasing emotion. It's really that simple. But I will say, journaling is just as useful to do in the morning and even at night. In the morning, instead of reaching for your phone, it's probably better to ask yourself in your journal, okay, what do I want to accomplish today? And even give yourself an affirmation to follow throughout the day, whether it's, today I choose to see the good in every moment, or I am more than capable of whatever comes my way today. And remember, whatever you write stays in the forefront of your mind throughout the day, which is why journaling in the morning is so important for a successful day. And then at night, this can be your chance to reflect on your day, your current emotions, and what you're feeling. I actually take journaling as a little meditation if you do it correctly. Remember what I said in the beginning about using all your senses to hear the letters being written on the page and smelling the paper? Imagine starting your morning with just you and your thoughts, and also ending your day with just you and your thoughts. Another little word of advice that I have to make journaling easier is to buy a journal that you feel connected to. I know this might sound odd, but if you think about it, your journal is supposed to be your safe space, so it's easier to open up this notebook if you feel drawn to it. Someone that I know couldn't find one that she liked in the store, so she designed the cover herself with a really beautiful flower print that, in a way, reflected who she was, and it really worked for her. And like I said before, my old journal had unique faces of a woman on it that I personally felt drawn to, and that's what worked for me. With that being said, I also recommend switching your journals when you enter new time periods in your life. You can kind of take it as a spiritual beginning or end to chapters in your life, whether it's starting a new year of school or the beginning of a new year. Like, when I came home from studying abroad, I considered that a new chapter in my life because I was entering America again as a completely different person than I left it as. So I felt like I needed a new journal to mark that change in my life. I actually made a list of journal prompts that you can use for either goal setting, to reflect on yourself, for gratitude, and a few more things. But remember, you don't have to be going through a breakup or a tough time to journal. Anybody can use these prompts no matter what stage of life you're in. So, prompt number one, my all-time favorite, is who is she? She meaning my dream person that I strive to become. What characteristics does that person have? I use this prompt every few weeks to remind myself of the person that I want to become, so I can then spend my days working towards becoming this person. Like, for example, she is educated, healthy, well-spoken, loving, kind. The person that I dream of becoming takes very good care of herself, mentally and physically. She works out every day, eats healthy, reads before bed, and accomplishes her goals. When I actually read through my old journal and looked at one of my entries with this prompt, I noticed that I wrote, I want to just slow down, which is such a good trait to embrace because I feel like we all need that little reminder. But overall, I 10 out of 10 recommend this prompt. Prompt number two, what am I grateful for? Gratitude has been proven to help with depression and overall make life feel more satisfying and full. This is my favorite prompt to use after I've had a bad day because it never fails to cheer me up by counting my blessings no matter what bad thing happened throughout the day. But another option, this is also a really good positive way to start the morning too. Prompt number three, which is also one of my favorites, what did I learn today? Surely you must have learned something either about yourself, someone else, or about anything in your surroundings. I personally find that I learn the most about myself with this prompt because I usually write stuff like, I actually really like the color yellow, or I spend a good chunk of my day missing my friends, you know, anything like that. Prompt number four, with the intention of reflecting on your day. What is something that made me laugh today? What was the best and worst part of my day? What's something that I did today that I'm proud of? Prompt number five, some self-care questions. What did I do to take care of myself today? Did I make sure to stand up for myself and to take time out of my day to do something that makes me happy? Prompt number six, with the intention of connecting with yourself and your current emotions. What am I feeling right now? What is going on inside my body and brain? And what can I do to fix any negative feeling that I have? Prompt number seven, if you're super into health, you can ask yourself, what did I eat today? And then how did I feel after I ate those foods? These are just some of my favorite prompts, but there are thousands if you look them up on Pinterest and Google. Even on ChatGPT, you can explain what you're feeling and then it'll recommend good journal prompts based on what you're feeling. Okay, you're probably sick of me by now, but before I go, I want to do a little recap of everything that I just talked about in this episode. Anybody can journal because it's not only helpful in stressful times. Depending on what prompts you choose, journaling can enhance problem-solving skills and even memory. It can increase productivity if we reflect on our daily routines. It encourages self-reflection and then gives us the opportunity to improve ourselves based on that reflection. We can practice gratitude, which ultimately improves mental health and a positive mindset. And lastly, it keeps us accountable to our identity and to our goals. And guess what, everybody? The new year is coming up, so do not miss this chance to add journaling to your New Year's resolutions. You have the opportunity to better yourself, your routine, and your relationships throughout journaling. Take this chance. All right, we have officially reached the end. I really hope you guys got some useful tips from this episode, and even better, I hope you take them into consideration. Thank you all so much for being here with me while we become the best version of ourselves together. So with that being said, until next time, bye-bye.